Here's everything Apple announced Tuesday, from new iPhones to its Netflix competitor. By Patrick Lucas Austin. Apple on Tuesday revealed the company's upcoming fall lineup of updated devices, including a trio of new iPhones, a more versatile iPad, and an updated Apple Watch that attempts to mimic its more analog counterparts by showing you the time all the time. It also made more clear what customers can expect from its upcoming Apple Arcade and Apple TV Plus services when they launch, with less than a full roster of games and shows to enjoy as soon as September. Apple opened by discussing Apple TV Plus, its original streaming video subscription service, and Apple Arcade, its game subscription service. Both are priced at $4.99 per month and available to up to six of your family members thanks to family sharing, which shares purchases like apps, music, and now subscriptions among registered family members. With Apple TV Plus, available November 1st, customers can expect shows and films from well-known actors and directors, including Jason Momoa, Alfre Woodard, M. Night Shyamalan, and Oprah Winfrey, among others. Apple's planning to add more shows and films each month and says certain shows kicking off its Apple TV Plus service will premiere with three episodes and release a new one each week, while other series will be made available all at once. Apple Arcade, available September 19th, will offer over 100 games to play, all without ads or in-app purchases. Bluetooth controller support will be available for compatible titles, meaning you'll be able to pair your current console's controller to your iOS device for a more comfortable gaming experience. Apple Arcade on iPadOS will be available September 30th, while Apple TV support will arrive later in October. The updated $329 entry-level iPad, running Apple's upcoming iPadOS software, now incorporates a few more professional features once found only on the higher-end iPad Pro models. In addition to its slightly larger 10.2-inch Retina display, features like the Smart Connector make the new tablet compatible with the full-size Smart Keyboard once relegated to the iPad Pro. But while it might resemble the iPad Pro now more than ever, the base-level iPad lacks support for Apple's second-generation Pencil and still uses a Lightning connector as opposed to the more versatile USB-C option. Still, at least, the headphone jack hasn't gone anywhere. The new Apple iPad is available to order today and will be available in stores on September 30th. The new Apple Watch Series 5, starting at $399, maintains the look of the Series 4 released last year, but adds a new always-on display, as well as a few new health-oriented features, along with the ability to make international emergency calls and orient yourself using the integrated compass feature. Contrary to speculation, Apple did not mention any new sleep tracking functionality, instead revealing a new always-on display designed to last up to 18 hours, apps like Noise for monitoring ambient noise levels, and cycle tracking for logging menstrual cycle data. Customers can order the Apple Watch Series 5 today, with retail availability beginning Friday, September 20th. As with previous Apple Watch releases, you'll also be able to purchase the sport-oriented Apple Watch Nike version, the difference being a more exercise-friendly watch band, the fashion-oriented Apple Watch Hermes version, or the white Apple Watch Edition version. Customers can pick between materials like aluminum, stainless steel, ceramic, and titanium, as well as the watch band of their choosing using an in-store and online personalization program dubbed Apple Watch Studio. Closing out Apple's presentation was the reveal of three new iPhone smartphones, the $699 and up iPhone 11, the $999 and up iPhone 11 Pro, and the $1,099 and up iPhone 11 Pro Max. All three share the same updated processor, and all three still rely on Apple's Lightning connector instead of a USB-C option. Where the iPhone 11 now features two cameras on the rear, the more expensive iPhone 11 Pro and 11 Pro Max feature a third telephoto zoom lens, making it more suited to hardcore photographers and videographers than the two-lens iPhone 11. The updated cameras on all three devices allow for new features like night mode and slow-mo selfies, what Apple calls slow-fies. They also have new computational photography features like deep fusion photography, which improves photos by analyzing groups of nearly identical shots to find and stitch together the best elements of each. Customers can pre-order any iPhone 11 device starting at 5 a.m. Pacific time on Friday, September 13th, with retail availability beginning Friday, September 20th.